Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com. The Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Well, my goodness. I'll never stop doing this. It's Weasel Wednesday, people. It's also the 27th day of September, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is... 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 68 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 73 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. This is that little warm-up we're getting, and hopefully it hangs in there for a while, because, man, it got cold quick. Already had snow in the foothills. It's sickening. Anyways, let's see what we're going to get into here. Feds confirm 40,000 illegal aliens shielded by DACA already given amnesty. And we're definitely getting into this as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty, and just further evidence that things are just going along, according to plan, according to the agenda, and they all have the same agenda. And, the Trump lie, I mean, it's already blatantly obvious, but, I mean, let's add fuel to the fire. Feds confirm 40,000 illegal aliens shielded by DACA, declared illegal. I mean, absolutely a violation of the law to do it. Already given amnesty. Well, of course they have been, because there was never any other intent. Now, was there? This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Roughly 40,000 illegal aliens who were previously shielded by a temporary amnesty program. I mean, just reading this, just, I mean, it spews. By a temporary amnesty program have, I mean, amnesty, what do you get amnesty for? Oh, that's right, committing a crime. And if that temporary amnesty was illegally perpetrated, that means the crime was not only committed, but it's being furthered, people. Program have obtained permanent amnesty by getting green cards through an immigration loophole. Oh my, don't tell me. It's like the, you know, the refugee program, all of these loopholes that, I mean, Trump, he just stepped right up. He didn't see the loophole. Nobody saw the loophole. No, when they were writing the legislation, nobody saw that loophole they were putting in there. Now, did they? New federal data confirms. Remember, people, as I'm reading this, these people, by the court rulings, this was all illegal. These people are just another batch of goddamn intruders. The latest data from the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, agency confirms previous reports by Breitbart News revealing that about 40,000 aliens are now able to remain in the United States permanently. Boy, remember, I mean, no matter what anybody else wants to say, day one, if he decided, got rid of this, this here would not have happened. This is on 40,000 right here, Trump. Oh, yeah. Do you think he didn't know people? You think he didn't know? Those illegal aliens were able to obtain green cards by using the immigration loophole known as, I mean, it's even got a name. The loophole has a name. There's a loophole in the law that makes the law not a law. So, of course, the loophole stays, and, I mean, it was evidently put there for this purpose, known as the advanced parole. What? Where DACA recipients could leave the United States. Now, listen to what I'm telling you here, people. This is the laws that are being enforced to protect your sovereignty in your country and protect your property in this goddamn country. Where DACA recipients could leave the United States, then re-enter the country and be considered legal immigrants. Because they weren't illegal when they crossed. You see what I'm saying right here, people? You think that this wasn't done on purpose with the absolute intent of just, you know, saying, screw your goddamn laws, people. We're coming to take, we're recolonizing this country. You don't own it anymore. Considered legal immigrants. So they cross over, you see, and then they're in Mexico. They have legal status in the United States. So they just walk across the border, go to a checkpoint, show their DACA document, walk back across, and they just entered the country legally. Now, didn't they? That's what they did. I mean, you think this wasn't put there on purpose? I want somebody to come up and tell me they think this wasn't purposely put in place. Thus, able to apply for permanent residency and eventual citizenship. I mean, this, it's just saying, well, the people have come out in mass and said they don't want this. Well, we'll do it this way. We'll sleaze it through. We put a sleaze loophole here. We put a sleaze little clause. And you think that if you were writing this legislation, you know, what am I saying? What the hell does it matter anymore? This is blatant in your face fucking invasion of our country. All of the illegal aliens who have gained permanent residency via green cards are now eligible for U.S. citizenship, something pro-American immigration reformer warned about years ago. Oh, he was warned about years ago. Trump would have known about this when he didn't remove DACA on day one when he gave it a six-month extension a few weeks ago, huh? Is anybody still out there purporting for this charlatan, showman, piece of shit, treasonous bastard? Come up. I want to talk to you. I'd like to talk to you in person, to be quite honest with you. Pro-American immigration reformers warned about this years ago. Further data from Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican Iowa, found the following. You know, there's a statute. Now, they do have to, they're supposed to be running this country by the statutes. I mean, that's what the statutes were for. Not for us, for intergovernment, how they ran the government. That's what the legislative authority was for, to legislate how they were going to run the government and stay within the bounds set forth for them by the people. That is, within the chains provided by the Bill of Rights. And one of those legislations, one of these titles, I mean, is Title 43. 1983. But it is, if you have knowledge of a violation of the law, this is what the cops that beat Rodney King, see, they got off on the state charges. But they sued him under Title 80, I think it's Title 83. Title 43, 1984, maybe. But at any rate, if you know that a crime's being committed and you are, have knowledge and you're knowledgeable, if you're knowledgeable in the law and you understand that somebody's breaking the law and you don't report it, you become guilty. I mean, it's a crime under Title 43. So here's Senator Chuck Grassley found the following, and this is about, warned about years ago. Years ago. Now, keep all this in mind because, man, I'll tell you what. If you ain't wearing that seatbelt, there's a zero tolerance for violation of their municipal policies that are unbinding to any American national. But here we go. 45,447 DACA recipients have been approved for advanced parole. I wonder who went there. You know, that was just set up. What was DACA really all about? Was it about a temporary amnesty or a temporary protection, or was it to give them time to sleaze them and put them through this advanced parole? Advanced. I mean, listen to the shit. I can't believe the words are coming out of my mouth, but they are. Approved for advanced parole. 59,778 DACA recipients have applied for lawful permanent resident. Known as a green card. Of the DACA recipients with green cards, 2,181 have applied for U.S. citizenship. So this thing has just been, why we're having all these phony-ass court cases and all these phony-ass injunctions, all this phony-ass election by a phony-ass charlatan, we're gonna put a stop to that. It was just chugging right along, wasn't it? Expediting. I guarantee you expediting. How long does it take you to get a goddamn permit to exercise your first article or your second article right in Washington D.C.? Years to get a permit to get a permission that doesn't exist. But man, if you're somebody invading this country, the wheels of injustice to the American people will turn for you. Of the DACA recipients, okay, we had that for citizenship. Of the DACA recipients with green cards, 1,056 have become U.S. citizens. They have said, yeah, this definitely violates the Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land. Definitely, definitely does. And Trump, we have to end it because I'm giving you a 6-month extension so you guys can go slip through the loopholes we left for you. But this definitely, definitely breaks the supreme law of this land. But hey, man, 1,056 have already become citizens through this goddamn supposed a written amnesty just to protect you from getting deported. But it wasn't for that, people. That was just another goddamn line. You think that Trump didn't know about this? You think he doesn't own this? You notice you don't hear him talking about it anymore, do you? Oh, I guess that's just I got that. All right, I'm caught on that one cold. There's no use talking about it anymore. I'll sleaze around and I'll do sleaze some Obamacare and we'll do some shit I'm really down to. And that is the tax reform for the filthy rich. Because, you know, I heard Mark and Spike talking last hour about the tax reform proposals. It's like this, people. There are trillions of dollars of unfunded liabilities. They're not planning on spending $1 less. Okay, so now all we're doing is, if it was all real, which it ain't, man, we live in goddamn fantasy world here. But if it was real, logic would dictate we're looking at who's going to pay for it, right? And if you're going to cut the taxes for the billionaires and the trillionaires who have been raping this country and storing the money offshore, which would get you and I put underneath a prison with air pipe to us. If they're not going to pay it, I'm going to throw it out there to you, the listeners. I want somebody to tell me who you think's going to keep paying those unfunded liabilities. If they're not going to pay them, who's going to pay them? And what we're talking about here, I mean, I love the way they try to bring this bullshit up. The poor godzillionaire businessmen, if only they could pay no taxes, then you could have a job maybe. I mean, this is what they're telling you. This country is the richest country on planet Earth, and by God, it belongs to the people. But you got this hand, I mean, hell, they're not making any, it used to be they sleaze and snuck around to do this kind of shit. Now it's just right out there in your face. Oh, it'll create jobs if the very people who did the bankruptcy, we might as well call it a bankruptcy, back in 2008 with the derivatives fraud, trillions and trillions of dollars, $16 trillion from the American people, and to actually pay this off all over the world, not even our own, not even in our own country, that we borrowed from them to give to them, and now we owe to them with interest somehow? That doesn't sound a little bit shady to anybody? But these very same companies, the ones that, well, I'm sorry, guys, we can't put them in jail. They're just too big to be jailed. Now, not only are they too big to be jailed, but then they from that date forward, they're making record goddamn profits every quarter. And then we finally come up to this starved to death day that we're looking at today. And what we need to do, people, what we need to do to fix all of this is give them more. That's what they need more. And that more has to come from somewhere, and any son of a bitch that tells you otherwise is laughing in your face while he's driving a knife in your back because he's a lying son of a bitch. You cannot fund the lie, because I've already heard him voice this. There's no cuts in anything. The unfunded liabilities of trillions of dollars, which is future debt. My God, we can't even pay the interest on the debt supposedly we have, which is actually the money owed. I mean, is this crazy? Or is it just me? The money that's owed to us by these same son of a bitches. They have borrowed all this from us. We're looking at this big pile of wealth that supposedly they borrowed from us, and it's all theirs, but they owe us, but we owe them to owe it to us. What? And now they need more. And by God, that's what that's all about. As they're bringing in their slave workforces down to bring you and I, the American national, down to the level of a goddamn peon, a coolie, a peasant. You think it ain't so? God damn it, if you can't see that. Well, I know the people I'm talking to. You people know it's true. But the audacity, why? I mean, I guess, man, if you don't shoot them, I mean, you think that they'll stop short of that ditch with putting that bullet through your head if you don't stop them? I guess you can sweat a few more days. You can live in, like, shit a few more years and getting shittier every day until it's just completely, well, maybe you'll wait too long. Maybe you'll sell your guns for a loaf of bread. It wouldn't surprise me in this yellow-ass nation I live in. That these, I mean, right here, I mean, goddamn, they're telling you. I mean, and right here, Title 42, 1983, Grassley, you're guilty, you son of a bitch. And you should be prosecuted within the admiralty that put that statute in place. Because you're admitting right here on paper that they've known about this loophole for years. And this loophole allows a violation of the law through another violation of the law. The violation of the law that created DACA. And now a violation of the law that created DACA allows another violation of the law through, we've got something. Wonder who thought up. Just between you and me, advanced parole. What the hell? Where'd that come from, you reckon? And you got Trump, man, who ran for president of the United States. Day one, DAC is gone. Look at my eyes. Read my lips. I'm signing the paper. They're out of here. And no, not just every one of them. Did he not say it? Did he say it or did he not? And now, they're playing these games with like the goddamn football, this goofiness out there to try and make it look like this side against that side. No, stop all of that. Stop all of it and look at that son of a bitch and charlatan that lied right to your face, that didn't do one goddamn thing he told you he was going to do. A lying son of a bitch that stands up there proudly like he got over on you and continues to lie right to your face. Unregister to vote or declare your treason, you sons of bitches. That's all you had to do, and that's all you've ever had to do. Unregister to vote. I did it. It's real simple. And then they cannot claim acquiescence from the people. They cannot claim to have the people's okay to shit on them and steal their country. And eventually, do you know, even all the people that went over those ditches in Russia, every I was dotted, every T was crossed, and by God, it was by the law, don't you know? Man, I'll tell you, some people in this country, I swear, you deserve to watch your children suffer. You deserve to watch your grandchildren, like the Germans did in the streets, bloated bellies with flies buzzing their eyes, with, you know, vitamin A deficiency, blind, they're starving to death because you, that's what you frickin' deserve, because that's what you have sowed. That's what you deserve to reap. The rest of us need to kill your asses. We need to wipe you out because you are a vermin. You are a yellow ass spineless vermin. For acquiescing, for going along with this shit, you treasonous bastards. Since the USCIS data has come to light, the Trump administration has ended advanced parole for DACA recipients, immediately cutting off the backdoor flow of amnesty for illegals. 40,000 got through the door there, Trumpy, that wouldn't have got through the door there had you just signed that. I mean, all you really had to do, you had the authority, and everybody, nobody argued that you did. Even, I mean, under war power shit, you could do way more than that. But under actual constitutional authority, all you had to do was say, we're going to obey the law. I'm going to, God damn it, enforce the law. These 40,000 wouldn't be there. These 1,056 who have become American citizens sucking off the goddamn American people, they wouldn't be there. But you know, I love the way 40,000 already through the goddamn door. Oh, we shut that door that we knew existed for years. That he knew existed from day one of his presidency on the issue that he frickin' ran on. Really? Amnesty for illegal aliens protected by DACA has since. Wait, what was it? Immediately cutting off the backdoor flow of amnesty for illegal. Immediately. 8 months into his presidency, after 40,000 have already got through it. Immediately, people. President Trump, who adamantly opposed the amnesty for illegal aliens protected by DACA, has since defended the recipients of the program, as well as leveraging a deal where the foreign nationals could seek a pathway to citizenship through legal status, as Breitbart News reported. What? I mean, do I have to sit here and rant about it and tell you what? I mean, I hope that there's at least some of you that voted for this son of a bitch out there listening, because I told you, you were acquiescing for me. You were cutting my throat. You've been cutting my throat all my life. So don't be surprised when I slip a noose down around your neck. And we have every record of everybody who voted for this treachery. Everybody who, I'm the smartest guy. You guys should do what I'm doing. And Trump, you got to give him a chance. Boy, look what he did with his chance. Moron. Retard. Coward. Latest data from USCIS shows that 618,342 illegal aliens from Mexico currently have DACA status. If they were amnestied, I love this, they're creating words here, amnestied. Really, into the U.S., it would give them the opportunity, well, to bring adult parents and relatives to the U.S. Business as usual. White Obama, better known as Trump. According to Princeton University researchers, Stacy Carr and Marta Tienda, for every one new Mexican immigrant to the United States, an additional 6.38 Mexican. What, how do you get a 38, what'd it be, 38 thousandths of a Mexican? I mean, I could put them into those kind of proportions and enjoy doing it. But 6.38 Mexican nationals come to the United States through family chain migration. Well, show me where that's written in the immigration. I mean, this is all shit that they have put in there as a part of this goddamn recolonization as they're going along, just like this approved advanced parole bullshit. They've been slipping this shit in. They slipped it in since Reagan. They've been slipping this shit in along with the refugee shit because they planned this flood. They planned this recolonization. And as the people started bucking up to it, oh, we're just falling back into these loopholes and it ain't even slowing down.
Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
Good afternoon. did you say for every one, 6.38 comes in here?
It says here, ladies, for, let's see. for every one new Mexican immigrant to the United States, an additional 6.38 Mexican nationals come to the U.S. through the family chain migration.
And
once
that's
all the,
a lot of people. And you said 168,000?
Well, yeah, we're going to, they crunched the numbers here coming up. Based on the Princeton research, the 618,342 illegal aliens from Mexico who are covered by DACA would be able to bring upwards of 4 million additional relatives and family members to the United States in the years to come, perfectly legal and sanctioned by Herr Trump. Betrayed? If the remaining estimated 180,000 DACA recipients brought in three family members each after being amnestied, it would result in an additional 540,000 immigrants. Not immigrants, just goddamn invasion. Should the remaining 180,000 DACA recipients bring four family members each to the United States? And remember, when you bring a family member, maybe it's an uncle by marriage. And see, once he's here, well, then, well, that family migration, it just goes right to his family. What you're talking about is all of them here, people. God damn it, they're a nationality. Just like we're American nationals, by God, they know who they are. They're Mexican nationals, and that makes them all related. Now, doesn't it? So what you're talking about is, well, Trump's talking about amnesty for Mexico and for Honduras and for El Salvador and for China and any other goddamn third world nation that wants to come here and just take everything we have.
Henry, they're going to change the way the American flag looks here. That's going to be next. They're going to change the damn flag that represent all the different companies.
Oh, hell.
Excuse me, country.
Oh, I don't doubt it a bit, Mark. I mean, what we're talking about here is an 8-month, delayed shock or delayed realization. This shit didn't slow down; it accelerated, and now it's bam coming in our face. And I crave to have a Trump son of a bitch, a Trumper, in my to talk to. I want to get up in their face and say, "Look at this, you son of a bitch! We told you better, and a goddamn retard should know better." What is your excuse? What is your excuse for breathing my air? Anyways, guys, we're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Dive Bertram Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit the donate button. Or mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific time, and that was Avril Lavigne with Knocking on Heaven's Door, which is just how we feel come around about Wednesday here. And back to this article on the 40,000 DACA recipients sneaking through the back door, the loophole. Now, you people tell me something. If there was a mistake made in the law, a loophole put in place, they just didn't see it. They gave you $100, just $100 lousy back in some revenue that you'd paid in, you know, like taxes or what might have you. And they discovered it. Would you get to keep the $100? Seriously? Would you get to keep that $100? Or would they make you pay it back and remove the loophole? Because I'm here to tell you, each one of these bastards, when this happens, when they get that citizenship, that's like $1 million. I mean, that's $1 million in goodies handed over to them. And it comes from you and I. And to pretend that Trumpy ain't in on, I mean, you know, when back in the election, they came out and they told you this man had contracted with people who worked for a living. And he fucking screwed them. He cheated them out of their wages. went to, because he could afford a law firm. He could go and steal from poor people, people who work for a living. They told you this. And all he had to do was come up there and go, every one of them immigrants is going. Every immigrant, every one of them, signing DACA on day one. Forget about what I've, all the people I screwed and all the dirty business deals I did, all the people I lied to and cheated. I'm going to do it, really. Look at my eyes. Look at my hair. By God, people, oh, I'm telling you, I'm as serious as a damn heart attack. If this thing kicked off, I lived through it, I guarantee you my goddamn rest of my life would be spent seeing each and every son of a bitch that went down and acquiesced to this shit for me when we were out here screaming and telling you better. Your asses would minimum be deported. Maximum, you get the rope. U.S. President, let's see what this knight in shining armor is doing for we the people in our beloved Constitution and Bill of Rights. Let's see what he's doing for us. U.S. President Donald Trump quietly signs law to allow warrantless searches in parts of Virginia, D.C., and Maryland. This is from Activist Post. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. As former White House Chief of Staff and current Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel has said, you never let a serious crisis go to waste. While everyone was worried about the hurricanes, U.S. President Donald Trump signed away the Fourth Amendment buried in a new bill. He set a precedence by empowering the police state to allow warrantless searches. What did we tell you he was being put in there for? I got to think back because it was such a long 8 frickin' months ago. That's right, to build the police state that Obama could not build. And now he's building it right in front of your face, right along with goddamn cop worship. Fourth Amendment buried in a new bill. He set a precedence. You know what a precedence is, right? He's changed a standard that could not be touched. He has violated the Ninth Article. He spit on that. Remember when he stood up there in front? Well, hell, you know, after he got through telling you he was going to sign DACA on day one, every immigrant had to, or not immigrant, every invading legal son of a bitch had to go. What did he say? Oh, yeah, we're gonna enforce the Constitution. Remember that one? Do ya? Trump signed away the Fourth Amendment buried in a new bill. He set a precedence by empowering the police state to allow warrantless searches in parts of Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. near the Metro train system. Get that foot in the door. Get that police state foot in the door, that dirty piece of goddamn phony-haired piece of shit. The government can now openly enter and search private property without a warrant in parts of Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. The House Joint Resolution 76 was signed into law on Tuesday, August 22nd, by President Donald Trump. The text is rather boring, starting off with granting the consent and approval of Congress for the Commonwealth. See, what they're doing is they're consenting for the Commonwealth to violate the Fourth Article. Now let's go look at our Bill of Rights and see if they can do that. See if they have the authority to do that. Let's see here. Now, the Fourth Article says, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Now, that's absolute goddamn law. Who is it law for? Just for the federal government? No. Because the Tenth Article says, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution or prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. So, there is no power delegated to the United States, to the federal government, via the Constitution to violate the Fourth Article. Therefore, it is prohibited to the federal, hence it is prohibited to the states to violate that Fourth Article right. And it is the duty of Herr Trump to stand to make war if he has to enforce the goddamn supreme law of this land, right? And the Ninth Article makes it absolutely clear, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. No authority could have ever existed for him to grant Maryland, D.C., and Virginia the authority to violate the Fourth Article? Or am I missing something here? Can I not read and interpret anymore? Am I living in some kind of parallel universe where down is up and up is down? This is e-frickin' legal. Go ahead, Dion.
You know what? I mean, it's just plain and simple. There is no law for them, and all these laws are for us. You know, we are the serfs and the peasants, and they are the kings.
Yep. Yeah, I think you've got it, brother.
It's just that simple. It's just that simple.
It is that simple.
Because the bottom line, the thing has been flip-flop on its head. We have became the peasants and the serfs and the slaves, and they became the rulers and the masters and the kings of us.
And it was accomplished.
And we paid them.
Yep.
To rule over us.
Yes. Absolutely correct. I can't argue with anything you said. It's all our fault because we never had to. It was through the, you know, from the beginning of this country, you know, people are trying to go back and, you know, talk about Jefferson and Washington and all these great guys. No, they were sons of bitches. They were traitors. They were treasonous bastards to the root. They were the same son of a bitches that were tyrannizing the people in the colonies because they were the local king's men. And when they took over, this is why we find ourselves in this position. Because that Bill of Rights was, I mean, the idea, it was start. They started chipping away from it, way at it, before the ink was even dry on the parchment. They started, I mean, how in the hell, I mean, the people, the bottom line is, like I said, this is our fault. It is our fault for not, I mean, heeding the warnings. I mean, God Almighty, I got to believe that back, and I'm not talking about Jefferson and Washington and Adams and all of those pricks. I'm talking about the guys who did the actual dying and bleeding to get our Bill of Rights. Surely they told their children, you, this son of a bitches, you do not trust them in a shithouse with a muzzle on. You trust them none. They are going to try and, well, goddamn, read their writings. They said, they're going to try and take this from you. Absolutely. But they just played, I mean, a propaganda game. These goddamn Jews, I mean, they are snakes. You talk about goddamn fork-tongued devils, that's them. Getting people, I mean, all it took too, I mean, Americans, I mean, you proved to be pretty goddamn weak people. You would sell your mother out for a quarter. You didn't even sell her out for $1 or $2, a quarter. You give me just a little advantage over that guy and yeah, I'll sign on to violating his rights because it ain't going to be violating mine. It's just his. It's going to him. And it's going right up to today to the people who think they have some kind of arrangement. Man, you better go watch the checklist and see what happens to people who have arrangement with communists. They end up with their brains splattered all over the wall. Standing naked because they don't want to, they want to salvage your clothes and your gold teeth and your glasses, but they don't want to have to wash them. I mean, right? I mean, what we're looking, I mean, think about it. I mean, God damn it. What would it take? I mean, to the next time Trump steps, what's it going to take? How about the people, the next time this bastard steps up, all them people are like, Trump, what? How is that possible? Are you knowingly traitors? I got to believe it at this point. I mean, this isn't no secret. I mean, it wasn't on the mainstream news by any stretch of the imagination, but God damn it, if you cared to know, if at this point in the ballgame, you're one of those people that voted for Trump and you're not looking at every goddamn thing he did to see because of the people like us out here screaming at you that you were making a big frickin' mistake and that you were actually committing treason, which you deserve to die for. Wouldn't you be looking to see everything this man did to try to find something good so you could turn around and go, no way, you got to look at this, Henry. No, there's nothing you can show me. Plenty I can show you. But where are these goddamn people? I mean, I see them and they still, well, I guess they're so isolated from the rest of us in their little comfort zone worlds. Like the ones that they get down at the goddamn restaurants on Fox News and they come there. Yeah, Trump. Yeah, he's doing a real good job, is he? Exactly. Would you break that down? Would you? I mean, every time I listen to this crap, I see these bastards come in, and what you have is the campaign slogans. These guys are sitting there like Paris. Bop! Make America great again. Bop! That's all in the hell. I mean, you talk about mindless shit that needs to be out there. I'm telling you, every one of them has to go. They are as dangerous as a rabid dog. Tell me they're not. Look at what they've cost us and what they're going to cost us yet. like a rabid frickin' dog. They need to be taken out behind the shed and a bullet put through their frickin' head. Period.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
You know what? In that damn campaign slogan that he had, Make America Great, I tell people this all the time. Government didn't make anything. Government, only thing they can do is take and destroy. They can't create nothing. So how in the hell are you going to make something great? Only thing they do is take all their vices and take all lifetime and take our money and spend it how they want to do it. So you tell me, how do they make anything? All they do is take.
They don't.
Take.
You're right. You're absolutely correct. But what gets me, you know, is all of these people that are, you know, that, you know, we're falling for the let's make America great. Let's make America great again. And, you know, he's out there. He's saying, what's he saying? He's sitting out there in front of you and he's going, I'm going to make this military, this illegitimate foreign military, because it operates under United Nations Charter, because we haven't declared war since World War II. So this foreign military that you're supporting, I'm going to make it bigger and badder than it's ever been. This federal government. Now, all these conservatives out there, I'm a conservative. You listen to them in the goddamn coffee shop. I'm a conservative. They don't even know what the frickin' word means. Not that there can be conservatives or liberals. It's just law or no law. But, I mean, they're sitting there listening to this man. What's a conservative? Though you ask him, a conservative, I mean, one of the talking heads, because they're just throwing out the slogans and the buzzwords that the other idiots, retards out there regurgitate. And you ask him, what does it mean to be conservative? Well, you know, we're fiscally conservative. Small government. Small government. Nationalism. Really? Small government. He's standing there right there in your face telling you, I'm going to make this goddamn federal government bigger than it's ever been. I'm going to make the war machine that's operating for the United Nations and you're paying for going around the world, terrorizing people and stealing their resources and making them want to kill you. I'm going to make it bigger and badder than it's ever been. I'm a conservative. I'm voting for that. Really? All he had to do was throw in that. Oh, you know, he threw out his goddamn dogmas. We're going to live under the Constitution. We're throwing all the illegals out, and I'm signing DAC on day one. Yee-haw! American first! Ah! And the crowd screams. I never seen, I mean, I couldn't believe that people could be that frickin' dumb, or I don't even think it's so much dumb as cowardly. Because if you look at the reality here, you have to say, goddamn, there's only one way out of this. This son of a bitch, this is a diabolical monster of proportions that cannot even be imagined, and it's completely out of control, and I'm responsible for that son of a bitch. It's like having a goddamn Rottweiler that goes rabid, and you, that's your dog. Everybody he bites, you're responsible for it. And you, well, I'm just going to pretend the Rottweiler ain't, he's a good dog, huh? Come here, lassie. Really? Go on, it's a little bit. CNN explained, the law lets Virginia, Maryland, and District of Columbia form a new panel called the Washington, a new committee, because this is international communism. Not a panel, a committee. Let's call it what it is. A new committee called the Washington Metro Rail Safety Commission. Ooh, a safety commission to observe the safety, oversee the safety of D.C. area public transportation metro train system. The new safety, I'm calling it what it is. It's a goddamn committee. It's a goddamn communist social communism. The new safety committee will take over from the current Federal Transit Agency. You know, the one they slipped it in with, they create an agency and then they turn it into a committee and communize it. Well, it was already communized anyway, because you cannot have collective power over the people, which has been in charge of safety oversight for the Washington Metropolitan Area Interstate Compact since October 2015. We'll set this up and get the FTA out of Metro. They are happy to get out, and we are happy to get them out. Metro Board of Directors, Board of Directors for a goddamn, it's a committee. This is committee socialism, communism. Director Chair Jack Evans, communist, told Bloomberg BNA, I'm glad we got this thing. I'm sure you are, you goddamn international communist piece of shit. If nothing else, we'll get our money. However, buried within the bill's text is a daunting one major red flag. Oh, really? A red communist flag, would it be? That would give the newly formed commission the authority to enter property near the metro rail system without limitation and without a warrant for the purpose of making inspections. You know, they get these committee communists, man, inspect, they'll come and inspect it and haul your ass off to get your bullet after they strip your ass down. Investigations, examinations, and testing, the Free Thought Project reported the legislation reads, in performing its duties, the commission, through its board, its committee, or designated employees or grant or agents, may enter upon the WMAT WMATA rail system, and upon reasonable notice and a finding by the chief executive officer that a need exists. Now, this is that satisfying that fourth article for you people? The head of the committee just says that a need exists. That's what it is. That's due process of the law. Upon any lands, waters, and premises adjacent to WMATA rail system, including without limitation, property owned or occupied by the federal government for the purpose of making inspections, investigations, examinations, and testing, and the commission may deem, as the commission may deem necessary to carry out the purpose of the MSC compact, and such entry shall not be deemed a trespass by declaration of the dictator in Washington, D.C., working under the War Powers Act, which he seems to think trumps your Bill of Rights, when the ninth article says it can't. Only five congressmen voted against. Oh, really? This has to be a Zionist proposal. Only five congressmen voted against the bill, according to U.S. Representative Austin Amish, Republican Michigan, while 399 gave their approval. Of course they did. These are the goddamn committee communist overlords. And 29 didn't bother to vote at all. In voting or not voting, zero authority to do any of this, because it is a violation of the ninth article of the People's Bill of Rights. It is a violation of the 10th article, the fourth, and once you violate the fourth and the ninth and the tenth, you violated the whole package, people. And 29 didn't vote at all. Apparently, our elected officials can't be bothered to stand up for the rights of we the people or the Constitution. Well, they never were charged with it. We were. That's the mistake people made. They swore unreasonable search to protect. After all, the Fourth Amendment doesn't exist, which protects Americans from unreasonable searches and seizures or anything. And it's been usurped. It has. And what else can you say? It is you frickin' usurped. It is. It does exist. It does say what it says. It is the supreme law. They're just saying, F it. We're not doing it. We're coming at you with force. What are you going to do, people? You going to hide? You going to look at your gun a while and think about how tough you are? Unreasonable searches and seizures or anything. As Amish pointed out, the government will now be able to kick in the doors of any private property surrounding the border of the D.C. Metro rail system without needing a warrant based on any probable cause. Well, no, they can't, because you got the right to blow their ass right back out the door because they did not produce that warrant, and that warrant is required by you. And you are the authority of this goddamn country. A scary prospect indeed, as Rachel Blevins wrote for the Free Thought Project. While it may only affect the Washington, D.C. metro area now, it could be laying the blueprint for future legislation across the country, building the police state, just like we told you. Everything, just like we told you. And, but you're so smart, because it's my right to vote. Re-frickin'-tard. Every one of you that voted, I'll call you a retard right to your goddamn face, and if you want to fucking shoot it out, whatever you want to do, I'm down. You treasonous piece of trash.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
That doesn't sound like old King George, doesn't it?
Just a tiny bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, I sort of say that sounds familiar to me.
Yeah.
When you was reading that off.
I guess that's why they want to get rid of history. You know, I was thinking about it. You know, just sometimes you get the commercial things from the channels and stuff. And every goddamn new, I mean, a lot of these things are like in, you know, 1400s, 1600s, England, like with Vikings and what might have you. And, you know, I'm looking at this. I know that, you know, they put the chick flick thing out there, but all these women, you know, 128-pound woman wielding a sword that weighs almost as much as she does, swinging around, jumping through the goddamn air. Tell me this isn't erasing history. They are trying to just completely change what is reality. Even when you look back in that rearview mirror and you look back at history, they want you to see, oh, there was, you know, there were women, knights is what there were. All the knights were women. They were badasses, man. I mean, they went out and, God, you didn't want to see how those women killed. The testosterone pumping through their bodies as they came up and did flips and stabbed and cut and gouged up any man that would stand up. I mean, this shit is clear out of freaking control. And it is, I mean, the push to destroy reality through destroying the goddamn past, through destroying history. I mean, if you can sell this shit, I mean, I would turn that off. I've turned it off like, okay, what the hell? I mean, I don't want, it's not because it's women. It's because it's unrealistic. That's what they did, you know, with the Marvel Comics when they started making, you know, Spider-Man and the Spider-Man. And I see these adults and they're going, yeah, seriously? A Spider-Man movie? You're down for Spider-Man movies where he swings through? I mean, all this unrealistic shit. You don't want something a little more intellectually stimulating in your life, like a, you know, a real story? And maybe some real history put in there? And you know, the Hulk and all these and the dynamic duo, and then they get that thing pumping through your mind, and then it becomes less fantastic for a 128-pound woman of welding a 40-pound freaking pound sword, flipping through the air and cutting up a whole army by herself. How far? I think this is why people are just sitting out there in La La Land. They have completely lost their grasp on reality. Anyways, guys, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, I mean, I'm telling you, I am so in everybody's face. I mean, I'm looking for somebody to try and just mumble one slogan, one goddamn buzzword in my face, and I'll let them have it. And I don't care. I'm ready to go right there. And that is The Word from the Trenches.